And Tanya, we heard Aisha say just a minute ago, no one knows what will happen. You could also apply that to where I am today, which is Iowa, where we are 3 days away from the Iowa caucuses. And no one knows exactly what will happen. But maybe somebody who might is Kay Henderson, who's news director for Radio Iowa and joins me now. Kay, great to have you.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, and before we get to the caucuses, let's talk about the Senate impeachment trial for just a minute, because Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa has been pretty clear that she will vote to reject witnesses when there's a vote on that. She is also up for re-election this year. Do you think she's going to face any blowback from voters here in Iowa?
Well, I would just begin by saying Iowa is not Utah. If you look at the most recent Iowa poll data that's out there, the president's popularity among Republicans was 85% approved of his job in a poll that was taken here in November by the Des Moines Register and CNN. And actually, there was a 9% jump from March to November of last year in the number of Iowa Republicans who said they were definitely positively going to vote to reelect the president. Iowa Democrats had already been telegraphing that they were going to tie Joni Ernst to Donald Trump in the general election. So this is just something that I guess you might describe as a matter of degree.
Well, and President Trump was here in Iowa last night. He held a rally in Des Moines, went after all of the Democratic candidates who are going to be competing in the caucuses on Monday. Let's hear a little bit of that.
You can't do that, Joe, Sleepy Joe, but you have these guys, you have these people. How about Buttigieg? Buttigieg. They call him Mayor Pete. You know why? Because nobody can pronounce his name. Nobody has any idea. Buttigieg.
Kay, do Trump's attacks on his potential rivals matter to the Democratic voters who are going to be going into those caucuses on Monday?
Well, as you and I have been out on the hustings here in Iowa, you've heard Joe Biden make the case that he's sort of, in his words, living inside Donald Trump's head because Trump mentions him so often, number one. Number two, the Iowa Democratic Party suggested that Trump's presence here so close to the caucuses might actually energize more Democrats to turn out on Monday night. They were already expecting record turnout among Iowa Democrats here. And then also, Trump's presence here was also about boosting turnout in the Iowa Republican Party caucuses. This gets lost a little bit, but Iowa Republicans will be caucusing Monday night. And so if turnout at those events is a fraction of what it is at Iowa Democratic Party events, that's something that the president would like to avoid.
Okay. We are just 3 days out. What is your sense of what's going to happen on the Democratic side on Monday?
Well, we have something really important happening on Saturday night. The Des Moines Register, CNN, Mediacom, Iowa poll will be coming out. And the reason I mention this is because there's something called the bandwagon effect. People like to vote for a winner, number one. And so if someone is seen as emerging from this sort of packed group of four candidates that we've seen leading in the polls here, we sometimes call them the top tier candidates, I think there might be some momentum for that candidate. If indeed we see that Bernie Sanders has momentum and is sort of separating from the pack, I think that will sort of motivate voters who were supporting more moderate candidates like Biden, Klobuchar, and Buttigieg to really rethink who they might be supporting on caucus night. And we already had today the candidate who's been in the race the longest drop out and make that argument that he was dropping out because he didn't want to take any votes away from other moderates in the race.
You know, the other thing that we know is going to happen this weekend is that for the first time in days, many of the candidates will actually be allowed to come to Iowa because some of them have been stuck in the impeachment trial. That's Klobuchar, Sanders, Bennett, and Warren. Is that going to make a difference for them to have that at least Sunday to campaign?
Absolutely, because they will be able to make their closing argument in their own voice. This is going to be general election intensity weekend.
You know, one of the things we've been hearing is how energized young voters are, especially for Bernie Sanders and Andrew Yang. Are they actually going to show up on caucus night in big numbers, do you expect, Kay?
It's hard to tell. Number one, you have to educate someone about the caucus process, which is a little bit complicated. Number two, they have to dedicate a lot of time Some of them, if they have night classes, they'd have to skip a night class if they're a college student. Mm-hmm. And then I will just add this caveat that I've heard from a few of them. It's the day after the Super Bowl or the night after the Super Bowl. If you've stayed up and watched the Super Bowl and been at a party, are you going to be willing to be out and about on Monday night?
There is so much happening right now. It's hard to keep track of all of it. Kay Henderson, News Director at Radio Iowa. Thanks as always.
Thank you.